We're actually somewhat going to continue in the same kind of same vein that we've been so far in the last 20 minutes, half an hour here. So last night, I was just impressed upon me that today is not a time to continue on in 1 Corinthians. We're taking a little detour today. And so I was thinking about, okay, so what do we need? What do I need? What do we need as a church today? And my mind started going down some different ways, and then Austin just texted me last night and said, hey, just so you know, I'm praying for you as you prepare. And I was like, thanks, I'm really needing that tonight. And just a few minutes later, he sent me the list of the songs that they're doing this morning, and he said that I kind of felt I should send you this. And I purposely didn't look at it until I was, I don't know, about halfway through this. And lo and behold, things kind of line up like they usually do in those kind of situations. So all my intention is, I know it's 11:25. My intention this morning is simply to continue in bringing encouragement to us today. So I wrote down a whole list of things, and now this is not comprehensive, but this is just, in a few minutes, I could think of all these things last night, of just stuff that people are dealing with here, that we're dealing with. You know, first thing I thought of is Ben's and Austin, you know, going through miscarriage. And one of the things, before I continue, there's something important about just saying it. You know, a lot of times we know there's things going on among us, but sometimes you don't want to say it. There's something important about just acknowledging what's going on. Anyway, so that's the first thing I thought of. Next that I thought of Joe and Elsie with Elsie's accident, and they've shared this morning some about that. And Joe was sick early this week. I'm sure that didn't help. Then I thought of Kenny and Irvina. You know, Irvina being not feeling good, and Kenny's done really well, but I know that he has had, he's felt overwhelmed at times. So that's something that's going on. Matt and Londa aren't here this morning, but I know Matt has been dealing with some health stuff. Don't know what all that entails, but that's something that's going on. My wife, you know, is pregnant and hasn't been feeling the greatest, and when you don't feel very good and you have a bunch of little kids running around, you just know what it's like, all of you moms and dads out there. And so I also want to acknowledge the rest of you that are in that same place. Irvina is starting to maybe climb out of it, I think so, obviously because she's here this morning. But those are things. And then I thought of Brendan and Gina. You know, they have the whole situation with her brother. We don't hear about it a lot, but it's still there. It's still not done. So that's something that's going on. We have Chris and Sammy. Marlon's getting out in June, and it's bittersweet. Just be honest, for Chris and Sammy it is, because they've had quite a journey in the last couple years, you know, the last 4 years, 4.5 years. And it's just going to kind of, it's good. I'm not saying that it's good, but it's going to bring up a whole nother can of worms again. Just things that are hard, not fun. And then I also thought of, you know, Tim and Deb aren't here this morning. And some of you are in the same place, but they've been looking for a house and a property for a while. And that can get wearing, because if you know, you want, you have kind of an idea what you want, and they're hard to find right now. And it can be wearing, and that's a hard thing. And I know Ben's have been a little bit in the same place. Hopefully, maybe that one's answered for them. Joe and Melinda shared some this morning about some of the stuff that's going on in their lives. And another thing that is a very physical thing that's going on is there's a whole bunch of water between their house and here. You know, those of us, I don't think any of the rest of us that live here live close enough to a place like they do where flooding can actually be a problem. Flooding just generally, you know, it's something that happens somewhere else. And they have to drive a long ways to get here right now. I found that out last night. It's just, you know, that's not a life or death situation. But it's just something else to deal with. We've got Viola, who's not here this morning. She had surgery this week. My wife reminded me about that one. So I don't know how she's doing, but that surgery's never fun. But that's something she's dealing with. I know Colin has had some shoulder problems and some neck and back stuff going on for a while. I'm not even sure if he's here this morning. He's not. Well, that's fine. It's just, this is something going on. Jayberry and Bentley. You know, we know that it's been quite a road for them. And we all together want relational reconciliation with Bentley's family. And I know Kenlins are right in the middle of that too. And these are hard things that we sometimes forget and don't want to talk about. And you know, I'm not trying to skip out on anybody. I know everybody has something. I just want to acknowledge that. And on the flip side of it, this is not all about the hard things this morning too, because there's a verse. Where did I, Romans 12:15, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And as I was thinking about this, I thought about something Chris said on Wednesday night, and he's mentioned some of this over the last couple weeks to me, of how do we help each other? How do we do that? How do we actually pull that off? Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And so I don't know how we all do that, but I think we did a little bit of it this morning. You know, Irvina being here is a cause for rejoicing, and we rejoiced with that. And then there's been others of us that go through hard things, and something I need to learn is just, you don't have to have, like, these beautiful words to say to people. It's just simply weep with someone when they're weeping and rejoice with someone when they're rejoicing. And that's just, you know, that's stuff here. On the outside, you've got war, you've got inflation, you've got sickness, death. There's been a lot of death in the last 4 months. We all know someone who has passed away. Some really close to us, some not so close. But there's just been a lot of death. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. So what do we do? What do we do in this? What are we supposed to think? And I so appreciate the whole theme of this morning. And I think the number one thing, I'm going to read some verses here, but I'll say this probably more than once. What should we think in the middle of all this? It's a very simple thing. It's just God is good. And that's just the bottom line. That's always something we can grab onto. So I'm going to read a few verses in Philippians chapter 4. These are not unfamiliar. They should be very familiar to all of you. And I'm going to basically read quite a few scriptures for the rest of this, and then that's pretty much going to be it. This is just meant to be a time of stopping everything else that we're doing, coming here, all these things that we're dealing with, we can set them down at the feet of Jesus, and we just look at God, and we say he's good. And these verses I'm going to read just have a lot to say about that. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I think it's significant that this is in Philippians that he writes this, where he says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. If you remember, where were Paul and Silas put in prison? It's Philippi. It was these people. And I'm not going to read the story because you guys know it very well. They were put in prison after being beaten. And so what did they decide to do? They just started singing and praising God. And at midnight, it says there was an earthquake and the doors opened. And I really think that's what one of the things Paul's referring to right here. He's like, you saw me do it. We were in there. In order to be able to do that, to sing these things, they had to have been thinking about all those things in the previous verse. The true, the honorable, the just, the pure, the lovely. They chose, instead of grumbling about their situation, they chose to praise God. And God showed up in a mighty way. Back in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7, it says this, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. Psalm 34, verses 7 and 8. The Lord, the angel of the Lord, encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. And then I'm going to read all of Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. On that day, the Lord their God will save them as the flock of his people. For like the jewels of a crown, they shall shine on his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great his beauty. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." Genesis 50, chapter 50, verse 20. This is Joseph speaking. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Before I finish going through these, Kenlin, could you look up, is there a possibility we can play Andrew Peterson's song, "Is He Worthy," at the end? Okay, if you just look that up and have it ready, and then I'll have that played for the very end. Thanks. Moving away from the old into the new. Galatians 6, verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." If you notice, we're kind of moving. First part, it's the goodness of God. And there's a few things. These last couple of verses, we do have a choice, because God is always good. That's never going to change. But then there is a part that belongs to us. It's our choice. And it's to choose, like Richard was talking about, change your perspective. Look at it from God's point of view. Romans 8:28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." And I'm going to just going to end with reading again Philippians 4, verse 8. And then after this, Kenlin, if your song's ready, we'll go ahead and do that. So in the middle of everything, by all means, rejoice when it's time to rejoice. But when it's time to weep, it's okay to do that. And it was impressed upon me here, it was a couple months ago. I was reading in Matthew 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, and the verse where it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted," always kind of was a little odd to me. And all of a sudden, it just hit me. I think what this is what this means. In order to be comforted by God, we need to allow ourselves to mourn. Because God, he won't bring us comfort if we just stiff arm it and say, it's fine, I got this. You know, there's hard things going on, but I'm just going to pull up my bootstraps and I'm going to get through this. That's not a recipe to receive God's healing and goodness. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I want to bless those of you who have shared this morning. I really feel some of you have done this. when you are vulnerable and allow yourself to feel the pain and to mourn, that's when God really likes to come and to comfort you. It's a promise. He said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." So as we go on, we all have these things that happen. Let's never forget verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. In the middle of all that, think on those things. That's when the peace comes. That's when the goodness of God, that's what allows you to proclaim the goodness of God. And I want to just want to say I've so enjoyed being here this morning among all of you and hearing the goodness of God being proclaimed. And as I thought about this song as I was sitting here during prayer and praise time, and I just thought it would be a good song to end on, because that's what we all long for. So there's comfort and healing and peace and goodness that God gives us right now in our time. But we're still short of the final outcome, and we're all longing for that. So I'm just going to have Kenlin play this song, and you know what? Where's Laverne? You want to just be dismissed after that? I'll just sit down, the song will play, and when the song is done, you can consider yourselves dismissed.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Creation groaning.
It is.
Is a new creation coming?
It is.
Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst?
It is.
Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit among us? And is Jesus our Messiah? Hold forever those he loves. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole?
to break the seal and open the scroll. The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priest to God. Sun.